This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a call from US President Donald Trump yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said during their conversation they exchanged views on the situation in West Asia. The Prime Minister said that India supports de-escalation and restoration of peace at the earliest, ensuring that the Strait of Hormuz remains open, secure and accessible, which is essential for the whole world. Mr. Modi said that they agree to stay in touch regarding efforts towards peace and stability. The Prime Minister also held a telephonic conversation with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Dissanayake yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with particular focus on disruptions affecting global energy security. They reviewed progress on key initiatives aimed at strengthening India-Sri Lanka energy cooperation with enhancing regional security. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced the constitution of 7 empowered groups to deal with potential long-term impacts of the West Asia conflict and urged states to work with the centre in a Team India approach to ward off the crisis. In a statement in Rajya Sabha, Mr. Modi said that the 7 empowered groups will deal with the consequences of war and evolve strategies on fuel, fertilisers, gas, supply chains and inflation. The Prime Minister reiterated India's position of dialogue and diplomacy as the only solutions to the restoration of peace in West Asia. He also said India is in constant touch with all parties to stress de-escalation.
युद्ध की शुरुआत के बाद से मैंने पश्चिम एशिया के ज्यादातर देशों के राष्ट्राध्यक्षों के साथ 2 राउंड फोन पर बात की है. हम गल्फ के सभी देशों के साथ लगातार संपर्क में हैं. हम ईरान, इजराइल और अमेरिका के साथ भी संपर्क में हैं. हमारा लक्ष्य डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से क्षेत्र में शांति की बहाली का है. हमने डी एस्केलेशन और हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट खोले जाने पर भी उनसे बात की है.
Acknowledging that the situation is constantly changing, Mr. Modi called upon citizens to remain prepared for any eventuality. The centre has issued a new order to streamline the laying of pipelines for natural gas and petroleum products to bolster energy security in the country. The directive comes in the wake of mounting concerns of fuel supply disruptions triggered by blockage of the Strait of Hormuz. These developments have prompted the government to accelerate fuel diversification efforts as a critical mitigation strategy for long-term energy security. The order seeks to establish a uniform framework to address persistent hurdles that have impeded pipeline infrastructure expansion. The Gujarat Assembly has passed the Uniform Civil Code UCC Bill with majority voice vote after a marathon debate of more than 7 hours yesterday. The bill proposes a common legal framework to govern marriage, divorce, succession and live-in relationships irrespective of religion. Earlier in the day, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel tabled the Gujarat Uniform Civil Code 2026, a week after a state-appointed panel submitted its final report on implementation of the UCC. India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over northeastern states Andhra Pradesh, Marathwada, Telangana for today. Bangladesh Prime Minister Tariq-e-Rehman has extended his condolences on Genocide Day today, which is observed to commemorate the victims of March 25, 1971. Mr. Rehman recounted how Pakistani occupation forces killed Bangladeshis in the name of Operation Searchlight. In a post on social media, he said, "In the history of freedom-loving Bangladesh, 25th March remains one of the most disgraceful and brutal days." The first Khelo India Tribal Games will begin in Chhattisgarh today. The games, which will continue till April 3, will feature events in 7 sports disciplines, including athletics, hockey, football, archery, wrestling, weightlifting, and swimming. And that is the end of this news bulletin.